March 1965. The shower rushed and steam swirled, misting the mirror in the window, clouding the pale moon. Caroline paced in the tiny purple bathroom, holding Phoebe close. Her breathing was light and rapid. Her small heart beat so quickly. "Be well, my baby," Caroline murmured, stroking her soft, dark hair. "Be better, sweet girl. Be well." She paused, tired, to look out at the moon, a smear of light caught in the sycamore branches, and Phoebe's cough started again, deep in her chest. Her body grew rigid beneath Caroline's hands as she barked the air out of her constricted throat, the sound sharp, wheezing. This was croup, a textbook case. Caroline stroked Phoebe's back, hardly bigger than her hand. When the coughing spell ended, she started walking again so she wouldn't sway herself to sleep on her feet. More than once this year, she'd started awake to find herself standing and Phoebe, miraculously, still safe in her arms. Stairs creaked, then floorboards nearer, and then the purple door swung open in a rush of cool air. Doro, wearing a black silk robe over her nightgown, her gray hair falling loose around her shoulders, came in.
"Is it bad?" she asked. "It sounds just awful. Should I get the car?"
"I don't think so, but could you shut the door? The steam helps." Doro pushed the door shut and sat on the edge of the tub. "We woke you," Caroline said, Phoebe's soft breath against her neck. "Sorry." Doro shrugged.
"You know me in sleep. I was up anyway, reading."
"Anything interesting?" Caroline asked. She wiped at the window with the cuff of her robe. Moonlight fell into the garden three floors below and shone like water on the grass.
"Science journals, dull as dust even for me, sleep being the goal."
Caroline smiled. Doro had a PhD in physics. She worked in the university department her father had once chaired. Leo March, brilliant and well-known, was now in his 80s, physically strong, but subject to lapses of memory and sense. 11 months ago, Doro had hired Caroline as his companion. A gift, this job, she knew that. She had emerged from the Fort Pitt Tunnel onto the high bridge over the Monongahela River, emerald hills rising out of the river flats, the city of Pittsburgh gleaming suddenly before her, immediate, vivid, so startling in its vastness and its beauty that she had gasped and slowed, afraid of losing control of the car. For one long month, she had lived in a cheap motel on the edge of town, circling want ads and watching her savings dwindle. By the time she'd come to this interview, her euphoria had turned into dull panic. She rang the bell and stood on the porch, waiting. Bright yellow daffodils swayed against the overgrown spring grass. Next door, a woman in a quilted housecoat swept soot from her steps. The people at this house had not bothered. Phoebe's car seat rested on the gritty accumulation of several days. Dust like blackened snow. Caroline's footprints were stark and pale behind her.